愿大家平安。
May the peace be with you。
这一节最后一次跟大家来查考七样致命的罪。
I would like to use this section to discuss with you the seventh deadly sins。
圣经里面在描写主耶稣是远离罪恶，升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
The Bible says that Jesus Christ is a high priest who is far away from sins and also ascend to the heaven.
主耶稣的一生有一个目标就是远离罪恶。
In his life, during his lifetime, Jesus Christ has a goal to achieve is to depart from sins.
效法耶稣就是要效法他远离罪恶。
That's the reason we ought to learn from Lord Jesus Christ separate ourselves from sin.
远离罪恶之前，我们先要了解什么是罪。
We have to understand what is the definition of sin.
对罪敏感。
We should be sensitive to sin.
让我们才能够远离罪恶。
Then we'll be able to separate ourselves from sin.
因此，一方面需要真理的教导。
Therefore, in one hand, we ought to learn from the Holy Scripture.
从神的话语来认识，在神的眼中什么是罪。
And we'll be able to understand what is the definition of sin according to God's definition.
再来就是需要圣灵的感动。
Then we have to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
让我们大家良心很敏感。
And we have a very clear and sensitive conscience.
对罪非常的敏感。
We ought to be very sensitive to sin.
那这样我们生活才能远离罪恶。
Then we'll be able to separate ourselves from sin.
因为罪本身常常是看不见的。
Sins is invisible.
是深根蒂固扎在人的心中的。
It's deeply rooted in the person's mind.
所以圣经里面说人的心极其诡诈。
A man is very crafty.
比万物坏到极点比万物都坏。
It's worse than all the creations.
我们常常觉得我们人文明越来越高。
We understand that man, the modern man is very highly civilized.
越来越现代化。
They're very modernized.
但是如果以圣经的标准一看。
But if we try to compare with the biblical standards.
人的心是坏到极处。
Man's heart is very evil.
虽然外表未来越来越文明。
It seems that man is very civilized.
信耶稣就是要从内心做根本的改变。
That's the reason to believe in the Christ, we have to renew our heart.
这样才能够做新人。
Then we'll be able to be a newborn.
我们最后一点要来查考是贪婪。
The seventh item we can discuss with you is greediness or covetousness.
大家都知道贪婪是不好的。
We all know that covetousness or greediness is bad.
但是如果我们大家在问一个问题，我们是不是一个很贪婪的人？
If we ask ourselves a question, am I a covetous person or a greedy person?
我想我们大家的回答都是我不是这一种人。
And I can expect a very common answer, no, I'm not.
但是我们要做从圣经的教训再一次来审查我们自己。
However, we have based on the biblical teachings to examine ourselves one more time.
那圣经罗马书里面说贪婪是罪。
In the epistle of the Romans, the author said,covetousness is a sin.
先看罗马书的第一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1, verse 29.
罗马书第一章。
The epistle to the Romans chapter 1, verse 29.
29节。
Verse 29.
28节开始。
Let's read from verse 7.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那不合理的事情。29节。
29.
充满各样的不义。邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，这个二十八节在讲人类道德败坏的开始从哪里？
Verse 28 describe what is the starting point of a person's corruption？
从对神的否定开始。
They started to deny God。
如果没有神，一切都可以做了。
If without God in the mind, they can do anything they wish.
尽量找法律的漏洞。
They try to find the loopholes of law。
因为也没有人能够把你怎样。
Because nobody else can do on you.
否定神是道德堕落的开始。
To deny God is a starting point of moral corruption.
因为道德是从内心开始的一种行为规范。
Morality will regulate a person's mind.
那人如果有敬畏神，人从心里面开始就有一种 神的标准在里面。
If a man is a fear of God, then he will set up a standard in his mind.
那人故意不认识神，神就任凭人啊，心里开始邪僻，就开始犯罪。
If a person did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
这里说不合理的事情，不是不合人情，是不合神的理的事情。
They try to do to do anything against God's teaching.
29节
Verse 29.
说装满各样的不义。
Being filled with all unrighteousness.
那第一个是邪恶。
Sexual immorality.
29节。第一个是邪恶，第二个是贪婪。
Unrighteousness，
第二个是贪婪。
A covetousness。
好，所以这个贪婪呢，是这里讲这个邪恶里面的第二种。
The second type of the evil things, other than the wickedness, is covetousness。
我在这里把凶杀跟奸淫跟贪婪是并列在一起的。
Therefore, sexual immorality, wickedness, and covetousness are all listed。
可见这是相当严重的一个罪。
As a serious sin.
那贪婪的后果是什么？
What is the result of covetousness?
哥林多前书第六章。
As stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
The first episode of the Corinthians chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
弟兄姐，你们岂不知不义的人不能够承受神的国吗？这个地方说不义的人不能够承受神的国。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God？
那也就是说，信主以后，我们还行在活在不义当中，是不能够承受神的国。
If a Christian believer still lives as unrighteous in an unrighteous life, he will not inherit the kingdom of God。
那首先这就开始讲用淫乱拜偶像开始。
Then the author begin to list fornications, idol worshipping, adultery, and so on.
第十节说偷窃的还有贪婪的。
And in verse 10, he says that thieves and covetous.
这样看起来，一个人如果一直都过着贪婪的生活，到最后跟神的国没有份，跟醉酒一样，到最后跟神的国是没有份。
If a person continues to live in a covetous life, covetous life, he will have no part.In the heavenly kingdom.
因此天国是努力的人进去的，努力的人才能得着。
The heavenly kingdom is for those to work hard, or even harder to enter.
所谓努力就是努力离开罪恶进入神的义里面。
Diligence or hardworking means that a person should separate from covetousness in order to enter the heavenly kingdom.
那哥罗西书讲的更清楚啊，为什么贪婪不能够承受神的国？
The Colossians given even more detailed description why covetousness could not inherit the heavenly kingdom.
请看哥罗西书的第三章。
Let's refer to Colossians
第五节
，Chapter 3, Verse 5.
哥罗西书的第三章第五节。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Colossians Chapter 3, Verse 5.
所以你们要致死你们在地上的肢体。就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Therefore, covetousness is equal to idol worshiping.
这里说要致死在地上的肢体。
Stated in verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth.
所以这个致死地上就是从肉体所出来的恶的欲望，要把它致死。
Put to death means that we should put off the evil lust.
也就是保罗所说的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
In other words, that what Paul mentioned, I would try to self-control my body and ask my body to submit to the Spirit.
恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Otherwise, if I preach the gospel to the others, but I'm abandoned by God.
传福音给别人就是做圣工。
Preaching gospel or spread gospel means that a person participate in secret work.
做圣工不是得救绝对的保证。
There's no guarantee that if a person is very zealous in doing church work, he will definitely inherit the heavenly kingdom.
得救的保证必须要在灵修上不断追求。
The warranty of inheritance of heavenly kingdom is based on the spiritual cultivation of the individual.
做圣工会带来天国更大的福分。
Of course, if a person participates in the holy works, he will receive greater reward.
保罗深深了解，他要攻克己身，叫身服我。
Therefore, Paul understands that he has to regulate his mind so he can submit to the Spirit.
那这个原文就是痛打己身。
In the original version means that he has to discipline or to whip himself.
我发现圣经的教训跟现在人生活是完全两回事。
And we notice that the teaching of the Bible comes in contrary to the teaching of man.
现在人就是要取肉身的喜欢。
The man always like to please his or her body.
所以讲究 feeling,
感觉。They really concerned about feeling.
哇，我感觉得很好，我继续看。
And if this is what I feel, and I should continue to do it.
我感觉很好，我继续喝。
I feel that this is good, then I should continue to drink.
我感觉很好，我继续听。
And I feel this is good to listen, then I will continue to listen.
我感觉很好，我继续讲。
If this is my feeling, then I would like to talk.
我感觉很好，我就继续停留在一个地方。
If I feel that this is good, then I will remain in that place.
叫我的肉身的感觉舒畅。
As long as I feel happy, my physical body feels happy, then I will continue to do it.
那因为把感觉提升已经超过神了。
Since man tried to promote and uplift his personal feeling rather than submit to the teaching of God.
所以开始人的灵就在神的灵在里面就忧伤。
Therefore, the spirit of God in their mind begins to grieve.
良心就不安。
They feel the conscience feels uneasy.
那再来，你这个良心就死掉了。
And the conscience will die.
圣灵也不再感动了。
They will no longer be moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是保罗说要痛打己身。
Therefore, Paul says that he wants to whip himself, whip his body.
就是不能够被我们的感觉牵着鼻子走。
That means that we shouldn't be led by our feeling.
如果这个感觉是不好，就是从不义、从肉体的恶欲出来的。
If a personal feeling is from his lust,
这个要把它打死，要把它致死。
It should be put to death.
当然，那个是一个很痛苦的过程。
Of course, it is a very bitter process.
但是要打死我们肉体的恶欲，才会得到属灵的平安跟喜乐。
Put our evil lust to death, then we'll be able to have the spiritual peace.
所以，属灵的人追求的过程，常常是在流眼泪的。
A righteous man or a spiritual man, going through the process of submit to the Lord, is a very bitter process.
因为这是要打死自己肉身的罪恶的感觉，
也还有
罪恶来的感受。
Has to beat up your sinful lust.
这样才能够靠近神。
Then you a person would be able to draw near God.
那这里说贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
It says in verse 5 that covetousness is equally the same as idol worshipping.
为什么贪婪跟拜偶像一样？
Why covetousness is the same as idol worshipping?
神在我们心中应该是有最高的地位。
God, in our mind, God should have the highest position.
那偶像不对，就是偶像在我们心中已经取代了神的地位。
But now, our mind is replaced by idol.
那贪婪就是把财务的这种对钱财的这个欲望已经提升超过了神了。
Covetousness result a human a lust higher than God.
为着要得到利，为着要得到财，我已经不管神了，这个变最重要。
In order to gain profit or benefit, man can do whatever he want.
所以神就变成不重要。
So God is placed in the secondary or even the third position.
这样看起来，这个贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
So covetousness is same as idolatry.
因此，这个在神面前这是很严重的罪。
It is a very serious sin.
啊，贪婪是罪恶之根。
Covetousness is also the root of evil things, all evil things.
先看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy. Chapter 6,
提摩太前书的第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6,
第九节。
Verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑里，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。第十节。
Verse 10.
说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。第十节说贪财是万恶之根。
Verse 10 says that for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
这个根啊，就埋在土里面，你看不到。
Root is buried in the soil which cannot be seen.
但是如果让这个根啊发展起来
，if a root begins to sprout, begins to grow，
再来结果子
，and it started to bear fruits，
那就非常惨了。
It is very serious。
到最后就是用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And stated in the Bible is that pierced themselves through with many sorrows。
所以人的心里有这个贪的恶根在里面，到最后一直发展到最后就是愁苦在生活刺透了他。
If a person has the root has a root of covetousness buried, then you begin to grow, and finally his heart would be pierced through with many sorrows。
为什么？
Why?
因为人贪恋钱财啊，就会引诱离了真道。
Because covetousness of money will bring a person astray from his faith.
就是他的生活形态一直偏离了圣经的道理。
His lifestyle will astray from the teaching standard of the Holy Scripture.
整个生活的目标就是对准一个，我要钱财。
He has only one goal, making money.
那这个生活一旦偏离了真道，就会一定会有一个结果出来。
When a person's life is astray from a God,And that will be another result.
就是愁苦
Sorrows.、哦、
我在这个牧会当中啊，有时候常常看到一些例子。
I saw several cases like that before.
有时候我看到这个信徒对钱财的追求，我真的很担心。
I'm kind of worried for believers having kind of the attitude of believers pursuing for money.
你如果这样下去，你孩子完了。
If you continue to live like this, there will be an end.
没有时间家庭生活，没有时间教养子女，没有时间读经祷告，没有时间做圣工，整个头脑都是钱。
And you have no time to be with the family. You have no time to participate in the secret works. Your mind is occupied only by wealth and money.
有时候我们很想要告诉他，不敢讲。
A lot of times I try to advise him, but dare not to open my mouth.
因为你告诉人了，有时候。大部分人不但不会感谢，会反效果。
If you try to tell somebody else, to regulate his life, especially, try to not pursue for the money, and it will cause a negative, result or side effect.
那再继续看几年
，and I continue to observe, this type of people, for a couple of years.
孩子到大学都不来教会。
When the children graduate from the college, they didn't come to the church.
有的犯罪了。
They even commit sins.
家庭生活一塌糊涂。
And the family life was in chaos.
刚刚开始就有一个恶根在那里。
Because there was an evil root in the mind.
贪婪在里面。
Covetousness.
那这个第九节说。
In verse 9.
说想要发财就会陷在迷惑落在网聊里。
If a person wants to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare.
到最后有很多有害的私欲把它包围
，and into many foolish and harmful lusts withdraw man，
然后沉沦在败坏灭亡之中
，in destruction and perdition。
那是上个礼拜我们看这个一个人在 Atlanta 哈、哦、杀了好多人。
Last week we learned from the news that a person killed several people in Atlanta, Georgia。
哦，他把他太太杀掉了。
He murdered his wife。
啊，最后想啊，这个两孩子没有妈妈。
He also realized that。Two of his children had no mother.
那现在我杀人，我也要下监。
And I will be in jail.
他也没有爸爸。
And they will have no father to take care.
这样很可怜，所以两个孩子顺便把他杀掉。
That was pitiful, so he killed also his children.
所以受苦一短时，不要受苦一生。
They don't want them to suffer for their lifetime.
那他要死也不甘心自己一个死。
And he didn't want to die just by himself.
就跑到他以前在。买卖股票的地方，把他的上司顶这个同僚全部都杀掉。
He went to the financial institute and killed colleague.
那这个整件事情到最后，我们仔细想起来，那个罪根在哪里
？When we try to study this case, where is the root of evil deeds?
就是贪婪。
It's due to covetousness.
他在做股票是当天买当天卖。
He involved in the stock exchange business.
这个当天买当天卖。
He sells and he buys and sells on the same day.
这个是风险非常大压力非常大的一种事业。
It's actually a risk.
连专家都很难预测何况是一个不是专家的。
No one can predict the stock market.
所以很短的时间他 亏损了10万块美金。
He lost almost $100,000 within a very short period of time.
当他亏损的时候，他就一直想说：“我下次要赌注更大，把它赢回来。”
So when he once he realized a loss, then he wanted to make to invest more money to regain what he lost.
越弄越大，弄到最后他发现这个已经没有办法挽回了。
Then he finally realized that there's no way he could do he could help it.
再就是责怪因为妻子啊。
Then he put the blames on his wife.
妻子这个生活水准很高。
Because because his wife always expect a lot of things.
所以他要赚更多的钱。
And he wanted to make more money to satisfy her.
所以因此到最后这么多人被杀了。
And that's the reason why a lot of people were killed.
所以这个贪心确实啊，到最后是不好的。
Covetousness is an evil thing.
因此富有本身不是罪。
The richness is not a sin.
主耶稣有很多门徒是很富有的。
Many of the followers of Jesus Christ are rich men.
亚利马太的约瑟是富有的人。
Like Joseph who followed Jesus Christ is also a rich man.
他整个人生是以神的国做仰望的目标。
But his whole life is to look upon the kingdom of God.
所以他的富有变成服侍神的工具。
So his wealth has become a tool to serve the Lord.
因此那个富有对他并没有损失。
So richness or wealth did not bring him any, cause him any damage or harm.
反而会带来财宝在天上。
Will result him to inherit or to accumulate wealth in heaven.
但是如果不是以爱神爱人做人生的目标，
if a person doesn't make wealth of his wealth in loving man and loving God,
人有要还要更多，这个贪婪这种本性到最后带给人是毁坏，没有造就。
Then the nature of covetousness will result destruction.
那什么叫做贪婪？
What is the definition of covetousness?
第一个，不义之财。
And to gain the unrighteous money.
先看箴言第十章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
箴言第十章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
这里说，不义之财毫无益处。唯有公义人能救人做得脱离死亡。这里说不义之财毫无益处。
Treasures of wickedness profit nothing.
义跟利常常是冲突的。
Righteousness, there's always a conflict between the righteousness and profit.
那做一个基督徒不同的地方在哪里？
What's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
当义跟利冲突的时候，你选哪一个？
When there is a conflict between the righteousness and profit,What will be your choice?
我讲世界上很多人为着得到利，他可以把义放在一边。
I know a lot of people on this earth, when they try to profit for his personal profit, he can put aside and he can disregard righteousness.
但是做基督徒的不同，就是当这个两个冲突的时候，他可以取利而放弃，取义而放弃利。
But as a Christian believer, if there's a conflict between righteousness and profit, and he will rather stand on the side of righteousness.
那这个如果要这样做的话，
If we want to try to do in this,
他要忍受暂时的损失。
He will have to tolerate for a temporary loss.
他要相信我这个是取神喜欢的。
He has to understand that what he has done is to please God.
这样他才会取义而不取利。
Then he will pursue for righteousness and will disregard his own profit.
那这个义又可以分作两种。
There are also two different kinds of righteousness.
一个就是在人的道理上是对的。
And in the eyes of man,this is a right deed. It's correct deed.
那不义之财就是人看起来这不对的。
But unrighteous profit means that in the eyes of man, it is evil. It is wrong.
好像说，圣经几个例子。
There are several examples in the Bible.
犹大
Judah.
犹大卖耶稣。
He betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想这只一般人也知道这是不对的。
And even a non-believer.Will say that it is an unrighteous deed.
为着30块银子把他的主人卖掉。
He betrayed his master for 30 silver coins.
这个就是一种贪婪。
It is covetousness.
那我们在社会上有几个例子。
There are also several cases like that in our society.
比方说逃税。
For instance, one tried to avoid paying tax.
这个是贪心。
It is covetousness.
我在中南美洲遇到一个信徒。
I met a believer in Central America.
他做这个汽车零件进出口的生意。
He was engaged in the automobile parts import and export business.
做得非常好。
He has a very good business.
跟他的亲戚一起做。
He's a partner with his relative.
那后来呀，他的亲戚就是说要分出去。
Later on, his relative decided to split up.
所以就一些问题说要把他告到法院去。
But there are some dispute among them, and his relatives was about to sue him in the court.
他说他一点害怕都没有。
He has no afraid.
因为他只有一个账目，他没有两个账目。
He has only just one.One bookkeeping, just only just one book.
所以在华人社圈里面，他的名声很好。
He did everything with honesty, so he has he's good fame.
大家都知道，在华人社圈里面，只有他一个账目，其他的公司都是两个账目。
Because everybody knows that among all the Chinese businessmen, he is the most honest person.
所以到政府那个账目就是他实际的账目。
He didn't keep two books.He had everything written in the books. He didn't try to avoid paying income tax.
那这样是不是他吃亏呢？
Was he a loser?
没有。
No.
神祝福他生意也做得很好。
God bless him, and he has done a good business.
我们想，我们在社会上享受很多的福利。
In this society, we enjoy a lot of profits.
这个就是因为每一个人有一个义务。
It is because every citizen has an obligation.
所以逃税这是不合理的。
If one tries to avoid paying income tax, it's not a right deed.
这是不义之财。
This is an unrighteous wealth or profit.
再看二十一章。
Let's read chapter 21.
箴言二十一章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
用诡诈的舌求财，就是自己取死的，所得之财乃是吹来的浮云。所以说用诡诈的舌来求财。
It says that getting treasures by a lying tongue, getting treasures by a lying tongue.
这是吹来吹去的浮云。
It's the fleeting fantasy of those who seek that.
所以用不正当的我们用一个很会的外交手段要来赚取钱财。
If a person used rather a crafty way to make money,
使人陷入陷阱这样来得利。
Or try to put somebody else in the trap or the snare or to trick somebody else to make money.
这个到最后证明也是不好的。
It is an evil deed.
所以有时候我们这个信主的人要做 sales person 这要很小心。
So as a Christian believer, if we engage in sales business or as a sales person,
我们要选择一个职业不要让我们用三寸不扯。不烂之舌讲得很好听，其实不是那一回事，这样在赚钱。
If we try to use our mouth to do business, and we shouldn't involve using tricks.
所以有一些职业不容易守道。
So in certain business, it's not very easy for us to be righteousness.
有一次我在印尼遇到一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother in Indonesia.
看起来他很热心
He was a very zealous person.
他告诉我说教会有好几次要安利他做执事。
He told me that for a couple of times, the church was about to ordain him as deacon.
他都说等我退休以后再来。
And they told them that wait until I retire.
因为他那个职业没有办法让他百分之百做诚实人。
Because his job will not make him a complete or a total honest person.
所以感谢神，他对这个圣职看得很清楚，这是神圣的。
Thanks the Lord, he knows that the ordination is rather a serious matter.
所以我的职业现在我不能接受。
It's very holy. So my job doesn't permit me or doesn't allow me to be ordained as a minister.
所以实际上有一些职业真的是不适合基督徒做的。
There are a lot of business or job not suitable for Christian believers.
Okay.我们再看圣经里面讲一些例子。
Let's refer to the Bible for more cases.
在神的面前，什么叫做不义之财？
In the eyes of God, what is unrighteous profit?
不合圣经的道理，不合神旨意的。
It contrary to the teaching of the Bible.
比方说旧约时代在讲高利贷是不行的。
The olden times, mentioned about making money for high interest is an unrighteous deed.
我们现在有人趁着别人需要的时候高利贷，一个月 10%， 也有 15%。
The money a lender try to make a profit by charging 10% of interest per month。
那这个比银行一年的利息都还高。
It's much more higher than the bank's interest。
但是很可惜，就是有的信徒真的是这样在赚钱。
Some believers do use this kind of to do this way to make profit.
而且对象是教会的信徒。
They lend money to the church members.
啊，你要钱周转可以，但是10%每一个月。
And charge them 10%, per month on the monthly basis.
这个从圣经看起来这是不对的。
It is a wrongdoing according to the Bible.
这是贪婪。
It is covetousness.
那圣经里面甚至说，如果对方生活有需要，不应该取利息。
Even in the Bible states that if the opposite party has financial difficulties in their life, we shouldn't charge interest.
不是做生意啊，是生活有需要要借，不应该取利息。
If they really have problems in their life, or for instance they lose a job, if they need to borrow money, we shouldn't charge interest.
所以这个圣经的义标准很高。
So the Bible set a rather high standard of righteousness.
亚伯兰跟他的侄儿合不来。
For instance, Abraham and his nephew couldn't get along.
两个人没有钱的时候住得很好，两个人都有钱的时候合不来。
When they have no wealth, they could live together happily. But once they are all very wealthy, they couldn't get along anymore.
Yeah,
but
well anymore. 就对他侄儿说，你先选。
So Abraham told his nephew, go ahead and choose the land.
那他的侄儿真的也很贪心，选最好的。
And his nephew is so covetous, and he chose the best place.
但是在神的眼中，亚伯兰有义，他做的是对的。
But in the eyes of God, Abraham was a righteous man.
所以罗德一搬走之后，神就向亚伯兰显现了。
After Lot moved away, God appeared to Abraham.
说你一看，
take a look.
你起来看，看到我都要给你。
And whatever you can see, and I will give to you.
你起来走，你走过了，我都要给你。
And just walk through the land.And I will give to you.
我们再反看罗德得最好的，到底他得到什么
？But let's also take a look of Lot. It seems that he gained the best.
到最后，索多玛全部都变成灰了。
Later on, he moved to Sodom and Gomorrah. He lost every of his possessions.
连太太也变严柱了。
Even his wife changed to a pillar of salt.
所以有时候父母钱财多啊，这个子女在争钱财，这个如果发生在族内，我想这个他大大在。在道理上要追求。
A lot of times, if parent was extremely wealthy, then the children begin to seize the wealth, especially in Christ, it is a wrongdoing.
有人要这个要问主耶稣啊，要怎么分钱？家产要怎么分
？If someone asks Lord Jesus Christ, how are we going to divide the wealth?
主耶稣没有告诉他们怎么分。主耶稣说：“你们不要贪心。”人的生命不在家户，就要到丰富。
Jesus Christ didn't tell them how to divide the money, and just tell them not.Don't be covet.
那大家都不要贪，就很好，这个事情很好处理。
If everybody doesn't have the covetousness in their mind, then things can be resolved easily.
所以这个不义不只是说在法律上不义，就是在神的爱的这个大原则下，在神的道理之下，这个对不对
？A righteous prophet has to be based on the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is in the eyes of God?
圣经里面在讲基哈西。
And the Bible also mentioned about Gehazi.
这等一下我们可以提到哈。
We'll mention about him later on. 好，
还有一个先知叫做哈兰。
There's also
a 先知。
There's another prophet called Balaam.
做先知是要传达神的警告。
A prophet is going to deliver the message of God or the warning of God to the people.
但是巴兰先知为了自己一点好处，他就开始要改变。
But for his own profit, he changed.His mind.
他已经被收买了。
And he was actually betray God. He actually betray God.
被收买了。
He was actually taking profit from other people.
对，要去咒诅以色列百姓。
Instead, he will go to curse the people of Israel.
但是他要咒诅的时候，结果神感动他，就变成祝福的话。
But when he was about to curse the Israelites, God changed his mind. He started to.Bless the people of Israel.
所以这个可以知道，一个站在神面前服侍的人，如果心有一点点贪，我们这个整个心一偏了啊，讲的话就会不一样。
So as a God servant, if his mind started to astray, if covetousness started to enter his mind, and he will not be righteous.
就是跟巴兰一样。
He will behave like Balaam.
那是再讲这个基哈西。
Now let's take a look of Gehazi.
Gehazi 在跟从伊丽莎。
Gehazi was following Prophet Elisha.
后来拿曼先知来，拿麻风得医治。
When Naaman came to look for Elisha and his leprosy was healed.
就拿曼要给他很多的金银、漂亮衣服。
And Naaman wants to give him a lot of gift.
结果伊丽莎连一样都不要。
Elisha refused to take even one item.
但是同样住在一个房子里面。
But Gehazi and Naaman live under the same roof.
对这个钱财的感受就不太一样。
But the attitude and sensitivity to profits are very different.
伊丽莎觉得我一样都不要。
Elisha refused to take even one item of the gift.
那Gehazi就觉得这个太可惜了。
And Gehazi feel that, what a shame.
就赶快追上去。
And he quickly tried to follow, tried to look for a Naaman.
就暗中要了一点。
And ask for some gift from him.
这个叫做在神面前的不义。
This is an unrighteous person in front of God.
所以他一回来，神就感动伊丽莎，你到底去哪里？
And upon his return, God moved Elisha and asked him, where have you been to?
结果这个麻风就到他身上了。
And he suffered from leprosy.
那为什么伊丽莎不要？
Why Elisha refused to receive the gift?
他常常亲近神。
Because he drew near God, he's so close to God.
神满足了他。
And God satisfied him.
清心寡欲。
And he has no lust. He has a pure heart and no lust.
所以他觉得这个没有什么。
To him, the worldly gift is nothing.
但是如果一个人没有被神满足，
if a person is not satisfied,
那这个金银财宝不是吸引力很大吗？
Then wealth, the worldly wealth, will attract him and will seduce him.
第一个就是不义之财。
That's the reason why it is called unrighteous wealth.
那第二个急速发财。
And the second type is that the person try to make money in a hurry.
箴言十三章十一节。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言的十三章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11.
不劳而得之财必然消耗，勤劳积蓄的必见增加。这里说不劳而得的以后会消耗。
The wicked overcome the catch of evil men. The wicked snap a transgression of his lips.
十三章十一节。
I'm sorry, chapter 13.Verse 11, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished.
这个中文翻作不劳，没有劳力而收获的。
If a person did not, he will get by labor will increase. A person doesn't want to labor and want to quick money.
那有人说我赌博，我也是赌了整晚，怎么没有劳力啊？不是那个意思啊。
Someone might argue for that. I gamble for the whole night. You can't say that I have no labor.
所以这个劳力就亲手做正经的事，劳力去得来。
Labor means that you use your own hands to work.
这个是神要我们得财的一种方法。
This should be the proper way to make money.
那二十八章，箴言二十八章。
Now let's refer to Proverbs chapter 28.
二十节。
Verse 20.
诚实人必多得福，想要急速发财的不免受罚。这个说想要急速发财的。
It says in here that, But he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished.
Okay. 急速发财就是很快的时间发大财。
A person wants to make quick money.
那什么样叫急速发财？
What does it mean he who hastens to be rich?
就是买 lottery, 这个是赌博了，这个叫急速发财。
For instance, someone wants to buy a lottery ticket.
这个不合神的旨意。
Engage in gambling, and this is not in accordance to the teaching of the Bible.
即使说你下一个志向，我献十分之二，也不合神的旨意。
Even you make a goal to contribute 20%, still it will not please God.
那最近几年美国的股票情况相当好。
In this recent year, stock exchange, stock in business in America is very prosperous.
那如果买股票是投资，应该是好的。
If we invest in stock, it's okay.
但是如果是投机，
but instead, it is a very is unrighteous.
这个投机就是在很短的时间里面买空卖空。
But if you want to make quick money in a short period of time,
这个常常会带给一个人很不好的结果。
If this is involved in gambling, it will bring bad results.
有时候连信仰就垮掉了。
They even lose their faith.
那第三个就是没有节制的追求财富。
And the third point is a person has no limit in pursuing for wealth.
生活的平衡，这是神的旨意。
We have to live in a balanced life, which is the will of the Lord.
所以圣灵的果子就是要有节制。
And the therefore what the fruit of the Holy Spirit is to have self-control.
甚至彼得在年纪大的时候说我们要追求。
When Peter was in advanced age, he said that we should pursue for
有很多的属灵的美德。
A lot of spiritual virtue.
他也提到节制。
He also mentioned about control.
什么就是节制？
What is the definition of control?
就是你追求到一个程度，你要踩刹车，那个叫节制。
When you come to a certain level, you have to stop.
所以人在世界上做事业，如果会影响你的家庭生活跟事这个敬拜神的生活，要赶快踩刹车，这个叫做节制。
If a person is engaged in business or any kind of job that will will seriously impact his family life, then he should put a halt on it.
把所有的家庭生活、信仰生活时间都用来赚钱，这个就是贪了。
If he invests all of his time in making money and he has no time to be with family or in worshiping God, and that means he has no limit.
创世纪十四章在讲这个索多玛王。
In Genesis chapter 14, it mentioned about the king of Sodom.
他告诉当时这个亚伯拉罕。
He told Abraham.
创世纪十四章的二十二节。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 14.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
索多玛都对亚伯兰说，你把人口给我，财物能自己拿去吧。二十二节。
22.
亚伯兰对索多玛说，我向天上的主至高的神起誓，凡你的东西就是一根一线我都不拿。所以这个索多玛王说，我要人，钱给你。
The king of Sodom told Abraham that, give me the persons and take the goods for yourself.
索多玛王就是代表魔鬼啊。
The king of Sodom represent the demons.
钱给你，人给我。魔鬼要的是人。
What the demons want, what the Satan wants is man.
天下荣华富贵都是他的，他可以给我们。
Because the wealth on this earth belongs to him, so he has the power to give us all of that.
所以不是所有赚钱都是从神来的。
So we have to bear in mind that not all making money is from God.
有的是从魔鬼来的。
And sometimes it's from Satan.
他也有能力让人赚钱。
He has the power to allow the person to make money, to give profit.
有人问说哦，我一百万给你，你孩子给我。
If someone asks you a question, I give $1 million in exchange for your child.
我想没有人会说，我为了一百万把孩子卖掉。
I don't think any person will accept the deal.
事实上，有很多的人已经在生活当中把孩子卖掉了。
Actually, a lot of people have sold the children in their life, but they didn't realize it.
因为你拼命做事业一直赚。
If a person has been so crazy in making money.
没有时间照顾你的孩子
，then you have time to take care of your own children.
没有时间栽培子女的信仰
，there's no time to cultivate the faith.
没有时间建立基督化的家庭
，there's no time to build up a Christian family.
可能这几十年我们多赚了几万块钱
，maybe they make some money in the past several decades.
房子也好了一点，车子也好了一点
，they have a good car and a good house.
但是因为没有时间，花的不够，子女没有信仰，破产了，属灵上破产了。
But they didn't spend enough time with the children and to promote the to uplift the faith, and it's considered as a bankruptcy.
这不是为了几万把孩子卖掉吗？就是这样，意思就是这样。
This is the same as a person sold the children for money.
所以没有节制在赚钱就是贪心。
If a person making money without any self-control is also considered as covetous.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处
？That's what the Bible says. That if a person gains the whole world but he loses his life, what is the gain?
那个生命不一定指肉体的，指的灵命。
The life refers to the spiritual life.
那怎么样才能不贪？
How a person try to avoid to be covetous?
正确的价值观。
He must have a correct value of life.
人的价值不是用钱算的。
A value of life cannot be measured by profit.
这个是叫做外表。
It's just superficial.
神看内心。
God will read the mind of a person.
这是给人看的。
Someone, the success of a person is for the other people to see.
那第二个就是我们的安全感要从神来。
And we should have the security from God.
如果有神。
If you have God in your mind,
你一定有一条路可以走。
That is a way for you.
所以很多人想赚更多，就是为着得到安全感。
A lot of people wants to make money for security.
所以我们要知足。
Therefore, we have to be content.
自己所有的为主。
We have to be content for what we have.
神给我们多少机会，做出多少事情。
And we just use the opportunity given by the Lord.
生活要平衡。
We must have a balanced life.
这样啊，我们才不会陷入这个陷阱里面去。
Then we will not fall into the trap of covetousness.
生活有神的同在，有属灵的平安跟喜乐。
As long as God is with us, then we will have peace and joy in our mind.
全家能够基督化，大小能够敬畏神。
Then the entire family can live in a Christian life, and the entire household can fear God.
这不是千万的金银能够买得到的。
That is no money can buy.
也莫祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.